Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus imperat. Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus imperat. Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus imperat. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The ruler sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, he called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you not here no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, Lord.
Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus imperat. Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus imperat. Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus, Christus imperat. Be seated. Christus vincit. Christ is vincing. Christus vincit. Christus regnat. Christ is reigning. Christ is the head of the country. That's the three words. When you listen to the Vatican radio, when they broadcast, they use this music. Dun, 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 dun. So I can say this is the anthem of Vatican. So it's, you should know this word, this phrase. Have you heard about this song before? No, you're too young. Our generation, our Latin time, pre-Vatican II, we sing every time. We're so moved. For you, what was that? Anyway, Christ is our head. But remember, when you say you follow Christ, not become a queen or king, you'll be servants of servants. The Pope himself called himself servants of servants. Servus servorum, servant of servants. According to tradition, one very interesting thing, the men, there are two, no? One on the left, the right, though. On the left one is the one who's who if the people say, if you are the Savior, save us. But then the other one, the right-hand side, usually called the right thief. We deserve, but this, he did nothing wrong. And then he didn't say any condemnation about against the others. But then he says, Lord, remember me when you are in paradise. Remember me. So he didn't expect that he can go to heaven directly. He's condemned to the cross. Surely he had must have killed somebody. But Jesus, what he says, tonight you will be with me. You see, so generous, so different. When we say on earth, if you kill someone, if not the whole life, at least 30 years in the prison. But Jesus freed him, tonight you will be with me in paradise. When you say yes to the will of God the Father, when you say I do to the will of God the Father, things will change. At least your mind, your heart change. Even though the things happen, the same thing, nothing changed outside. But your inner world is free. Most of the time, not because our inner self is not free. We many times say, oh, because of this person or that person made me so sad, made me so angry. It's yourself. Make yourself angry because you cannot stand this provocation. What Jesus did before all the people on the cross, the first word, what he says, Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. That's the heart of Jesus. That's what's so free. And that's what I think make this thief on the right-hand side convert. So gentle. He's meeting a person so gentle, so forgiving, said he changed his mind, changed his heart, changed his lifestyle. Lord, just remember me. He wanted to follow Jesus. There's one tradition says, this gentleman on the right-hand side was years ago, when he was still a young boy, he lived in the desert with his parents. His father, by profession, is a thief. According to tradition, you remember Jesus, this one is still young, his parents to escape from Herod, they escaped to Egypt, right? On the way to Egypt, in a desert place, they met this family. So, when the father of that family, seeing Joseph, Mary, with the young boy, Jesus, and he has his bad intention to take away their possessions, you know, that's their life. Perhaps by the grace of God, his father, this man's father, saw something different. This family is different. And saw Jesus. Very different. So the mother of this thief went to Mary and said, can you share some of the water that you bathed your baby? Give me some water so I can bathe my baby, because her baby is got some skin disease. So Mary shared the bathing water with this woman and the baby killed. So therefore, the family didn't take any possession out of the Holy Family. Before the Holy Family left, Mary told the woman, please, ask her husband, stop being a thief. Stop doing something wrong. Then traditions didn't say anything, but according to that tradition also, this man, growing as a young man, he followed his father's footsteps and entered into prison and entered on the cross to get up Jesus the same time, and Jesus saved him. You can see, once you're connected with Jesus, salvation is there. Even though at times we say we follow him and then for years you forget about him, but still Jesus remember you. You may forget about him, but you never forget anybody. Even though you can be a very bad person for years, but in his heart, you're always beloved. So this is the grace. At the last moment, he got the grace to convert himself. And we believe God is everlasting loving. We say we follow God. Actually, is God is following us. Even for years, we forgot about him. He's there. Even on the cross, Jesus remembered this gentleman, give the last chance. You see, God is so perfect in his mercy. First of all, we trust in his mercy. Secondly, we have to be merciful towards one another. Unless you never experience the mercy from the Lord, then you are merciless. But you think you receive the special grace from the Lord, be merciful to one towards another. And that's what the Lord's Prayer is saying. Forgive us as we forgive the others. So let us follow this King. It's King of servants. This King is King of the one who overcome darkness. Always yes to God the Father. You remember the night before he was crucified? He was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. What he says, Father, let this cup away from me. And he followed. Not according to my will, according to your will. So we do the same. We say yes to the will of God the Father. By hook or by crook, we say yes. Be fervent, be faithful to the calling of Jesus, calling for the God the Father for each one of us. We are different. Even our vocation is different. Our way is different. Don't compare. Don't just tell the Lord, why this? Why not like her? She is she. She has her own cross. You might say, I have most of cross in myself, on myself, and not the others. This is not true. Everyone has his own cross. Different. But love is all the same. So we say, the Lord, yes, your will be done upon me.